Lesbian YouTuber Condemns Transgender Athletes Mocking True Women Competitors. By Dr. Susan Berry on April 15, 2020. Lesbian YouTube creator Arielle Scarcella is critical of advocates for transgender athletes in women's sports in a video exposing how these biological men mock and berate their female competitors. In her video titled, Trans Athletes Call Women Competitors Losers and Mock Female Sports, Scarcella asked, do transgender women have an advantage by being born male? When trans women powerlifters are breaking female records, and young women are suing high school boards, we need to talk, she said in her video. Scarcella pointed to a February tweet by Chase Strongio, deputy director for transgender justice at the ACLU. If you are angry or think it's unfair for a trans girl to beat a cis girl in a sporting event, then fundamentally you don't think trans girls are real girls, Strongio wrote. It's that simple. Scarcella replied to Strongio, smart enough to be a lawyer but not smart enough to understand biology and puberty. She stressed in her video that her discussion pertains to high school, college, and professional sports due to the fact that money, scholarships, and records are at stake when biological males compete against females. What made me really want to speak out about this topic isn't just because trans women are competing in sports against women, Scarcella added, it's the way that they're going about it. She observed a tweet by Canadian cyclist Rachel McKinnon, a male who claims to be female, who won the Women's World Championship in October and set a women's world record in the qualifying event of the competition. McKinnon responded to women athletes who claim the competition was unfair. I have yet to meet a real champion who has a problem with trans women, McKinnon wrote. Real champions want stronger competition. If you win because bigotry got your competition banned, you're a loser. Fuck off. Scarcella exclaimed in her video, adding that while she empathizes with the transgender community, it is unfair to allow biological males to compete unrestricted against females, and she describes trans athletes mocking and berating true females as entitled. If being born biologically male and having gone through male puberty doesn't inherently give somebody an advantage, why are sports sex segregated in the first place? She asked. In February, Scarcella announced in another video that she is abandoning the insane progressive left. The LGBT community is eating its sick own, she asserted. It's now filled with entitled children who believe in cancel culture, moral superiority point scoring, and oppression points. I don't think gender is a social construct, Scarcella stated. I don't think cis straight white men are evil. I don't believe that genital preferences are transphobic or that there are 97 genders. I don't think that male sex offenders belong in women's prisons. Some transgender activists, like McKinnon, have falsely claimed there is no scientific evidence that suggests biological males identifying as females have an unfair advantage over biological female athletes. However, as Breitbart News reported, a study published in September by the Karolinska Institute and Linköping University in Sweden found biological males who identify as women, who are administered a full year of hormone therapy, still maintained muscle mass and strength advantages over biological women. Despite the robust increases in muscle mass and strength in TM, the TW were still stronger and had more muscle mass following 12 months of treatment, the researchers observed. These findings add new knowledge that could be relevant when evaluating trans women's eligibility to compete in the women's category of athletic competitions. Our results indicate that after 12 months of hormonal therapy, a trans woman will still likely have performance benefits over a cis woman, biological woman, they concluded. In another study published at BMJ and released last July, three professors, two in bioethics and one in physiology, concluded that male athletes who claim to be female hold an intolerable advantage over biological female athletes. The study was conducted after the International Olympic Committee, IOC, announced it would allow transgender women to compete against biological females if their testosterone is below 10 mL/L. However, even that level is significantly higher than that of biological females, the authors said. They cited research demonstrating that healthy young men did not lose significant muscle mass or power when their circulating testosterone levels were reduced for 20 weeks to meet the IOC's guidelines. The researchers also noted that indirect effects of testosterone will not be altered by hormone therapy. For example, hormone therapy will not alter bone structure, lung volume or heart size of the trans woman athlete, especially if she transitions post-puberty. So natural advantages including joint articulation, stroke volume and maximal oxygen uptake will be maintained, they explained. We conclude that the advantage to trans women afforded by the IOC guidelines is an intolerable unfairness, stated the professors.